This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gents. It's almost time for us to wrap up for the day. But of course, our topic of the day is the hidden treasure of digital piracy, how a moderate amount of piracy can have a positive impact on the bottom line for both the manufacturer and the retailer, and not at the expense of the consumers. We've been asking you, do you think the cost of digital content is reasonable? We've had some feedback.
Johan says, when I was young, an album via cassette only cost me about $10. Then CD came along and it cost me $50 for an album. It really pushes me to consider piracy.
I think a lot of people did at the time as well. Actually, when I go and visit my parents' house and I open some of the drawers, they are full of cassette tapes, which, you know, have been obtained. Can I just borrow your CD for a few hours? You know, that's kind of what happens.
Mixtapes.
Yeah. Even back in the day, you know, I would sit and listen to the radio and record songs from the radio.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
Mm.
Okay, final story of the day. A 14-year-old has invented an app to help Alzheimer's patients.
Yay.
Yes, 14. Not even 40, 14. Her name is Emma Young. She's a Hong Konger. She has already created her own mobile app for Alzheimer's patients. It's so impressive that people like Bill Gates and Alibaba's Joseph Tsai, they've been impressed by the app. It's called Timeless, which Young spent 2 years developing and refining, and it comes with several core features. It uses AI and AI-powered facial recognition system to help Alzheimer's patients identify people in photos and remember who they are. So basically letting the patient use the app to then look at photos, and then they're unable to know who is in these pictures, they can use the app and then it'll just detect and tell them who they are based on an album that they create.
I see.
Yeah. So she's part of a growing number of teenagers who have studied software coding and who have become entrepreneurs at a young age, as more students in Hong Kong are steered towards STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, to help foster a culture of innovation in the city. She says the inspiration that came to her when her grandmother, who also suffers from a neurodegenerative disease, she started forgetting things that, like what she ate for dinner, or she even forgot her granddaughter's like birthday and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to help her grandma. And she basically started developing this app. She says, I wanted to create something to help people like my grandmother stay connected with their family. I started learning coding when I was about 6 and later began developing games and websites. And then she developed an app to identify whether a head injury could become a concussion.
This girl's 14.
Yeah. And
That's awesome. She
started when she was 6. So after she made that app, after she successfully made the app to determine whether a head injury was a concussion, she realized how important or how useful technology was to people. And she wanted to use the same technology to help people who had Alzheimer's or any sort of like neurodegenerative disease like a grandma. Mm.
This app is available everywhere, is it right now?
It is. It's called Timeless. It should be available everywhere. The way it came up was also equally interesting, because she said that because she's only 14, VCs, venture capitalists, funders, backers and stuff, they didn't take her seriously because she was way too young. So they said that they told her that she should put her stuff online or go to like science fairs and stuff. So she took it upon herself to start an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign in March to support Timeless, and it has made more than $10,000 so far.
Wow.
Yeah, and she used that money to develop the app. So I think it is, it doesn't say where it's if it is downloadable yet, but it is a fully developed app that works.
This is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It's just great. I mean, I have nothing to say about this then, like, you go, girl, honestly.
Right. That's all we've got for today, isn't it, ladies and gents?
Uh-huh.
One more message.
A couple of more messages. Let me see if I can pick
these. Go on, then.
This comes from Vivegan, who says, from a Malaysian's perspective, I guess streaming services for music or online TV is somewhat fairly priced, but costs for viewing sports events are ridiculously overpriced, which is true. From regular content like football and tennis to PPVs like boxing and MMA, Malaysians have it really tough with the lack of available options and the exchange rates being the biggest causes. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do without subreddits, man.
True.
I'm with you on that.
True, yeah. There's one last one from Maggie Best. Maggie Best says, the prices remain at the time the products were first launched, so definitely overpriced for old versions. I suppose the suppliers feel that they haven't reaped enough profits yet.
All right. That's your opinions, ladies and gents. You know, according to research, they have found that a moderate level of piracy can have a positive impact on the bottom line for both the manufacturer and the retailer, and not at the expense of the consumer. I don't know, that kind of, it's still left up in the air a little bit, especially here in Malaysia and in parts of Southeast Asia.
I can tell you something, if Netflix completely removed geo-blocking, it's not their fault, it's someone else owns the license, but if there was completely no geo-blocking, I can take a bet that piracy would drop drastically here.
Mm. You think so?
Yeah, if they completely opened up their catalog, I'm pretty sure.
All right then, I'll hold you on that. Ladies and gents, we are going to leave you and love you and leave you and all of that kind of stuff. That's all the time we have for today. But of course, we did start off with that story about the hidden treasure of digital piracy. We then moved on to...
We spoke about how Grab is now a streaming service.
Yeah, and then we talked about how WOB's Malaysia Work Culture Report 2018 and some of the more fascinating discoveries about what Gen Y and Z employees really want.
And then we finished with how 14-year-old Emma Young has invented an app to help Alzheimer's patients.
Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Fintech firm Jurnexu provides technology and online solutions to banks, insurance companies and service providers. However, it's better known for its financial comparison tools and services through its online portals, such as ringgitplus.com, creditgogo.com and Express Apply. The Breakfast Grill spoke with Liu Oi Han about the company's plans going forward and the role they play in the financial industry. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong. We'll see you tomorrow here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.